Online Podcast, March 28, 2005.
Hi everyone, this is my first official SoundSing tour. I said before that I didn't even like the word SoundSing. Soundscape sounds more like it. I think I probably heard somebody else mention that too. But since it's so popularized, and I'll just say SoundSing, I am getting ready to go to work, and I'm gathering crap scattered everywhere over the weekend. Hi, bye, girly. Saying bye to my kitty. You look so pretty. Kiss, kiss. Good girl. Bye bye. She's sitting in the library. So I'm walking into the kitchen right now. I'm setting my stuff down on the kitchen counter. Walking downstairs to... I'm gonna cough. I'm sorry. I have a lapel, a homemade lapel mic that's probably costing me... Well, the mic itself is expensive, but the clip itself is, I don't know, probably out of like a $5 bag of 100 clothes pins package, so it's really cheap. Okay, what I'm doing now is I'm down here in my Studio A, which is my basement craft room / guest room / project room. Do all my podcasts here in Studio A. Studio B is upstairs in my bedroom, by the way. And what I'm hoping to do with this SoundSync tour is to give you a little bit of an idea of how my morning is going to work. I'm always not ready for anything. So right now, I hope I can take a picture of how my microphone is appearing on me, because it's really cheap. Oh gosh, it's ugly. But I still hope that you can get a very three-dimensional sound from this microphone that I have. It's actually a very good microphone. Oh, I wonder if I should put the stuff in the dryer. I better do that. Yesterday we went out to dinner with a bunch of friends for Easter, and we got the chocolate bag. And the chocolate bag base is very thick, so I was trying to bite it with my mouth instead of cutting it with a knife. And I dropped it on the plate where there's a whole pool of raspberry sauce. So it splattered all over on my shirt, on Bruce's shirt, on my khaki pants. So I had to come back and do laundry. I usually don't do laundry until I absolutely have to. I hate doing laundry. If you know me by now, you should probably know that I don't do laundry. So I have many, many pairs of socks, underwear, and clothes, and I don't do it until I absolutely run out of stuff. Okay. I just put in... Oh, Jesus. Oops. I just put in my wet clothes into my dryer, and then now I am okay. What is this? Easy care, more dry. Easy care. Start. Okay, so that was my dryer. recording this, by the way, for those people who are interested in the technology part of my podcast. Oh, I'm gonna cough again. I am recording this on my mini disc. I have purchased a mini disc years ago. I would say probably maybe 4 years ago. Excuse me. About four years ago. And I used it for a long time until I started to find it cumbersome to having to real-time transfer my music over to my MD. And of course I have the older model that does not do the high-speed transfer. I don't even know if the high-speed transfer is supported on the Mac platform. So I'm putting on my socks right now, by the way. Oh, where are my shoes? Oh, they're back there. Oy. So, you'll probably be hearing some noisy car sound when I'm driving to work, but I might edit this whole thing down too, actually, if it's too boring. If nothing happens for a long time, stuff like that. Oh, I need a cable. I need a 9-pin, and I do work tonight too. I'm walking back to, I know it's under my bed. Here it is. Bye, girly. Again. No interesting sound, really, to give you an idea of what my house looked like, but that will be another tour. I just grabbed another cable. It's a mini-to-mini cable, meaning I think it's, what, an eighth of an inch? plug on both ends. Then I've been thinking about getting something like an iRiver that would support my microphone recording, which is, I think the only one that's doing that is the $899 iRiver, which I heard on the Adam Curry's show, one of his shows by another listener. Okay, what am I doing? Where are my keys? The drawer. The house. Oh, I'm not forgetting anything. I always forget my phone. That was the garage door opening. No, okay. Here, I'm outside. Oh, it sounds pretty good. Birds chirping. Dogs barking. Oh, I'm in my car now. Okay, probably just hit my microphone there. Okay, so I'm backing out from my driveway. There's a tiny little slope up to my house. The driveway is a little bit sloping. Okay, make sure that the garage door is closed. I always forget if the garage door is closed or not. And sometimes I even have to drive back after I've, you know, driven past about 2 blocks away from my house. I probably mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned this, but when I was doing another show on obsessive compulsiveness in each one of us. That's one of the things that I have to go back and turn around the block to check to see if I have closed the garage door. So right now I kind of try to make an effort looking straight at the door and say, okay, I have closed the door. And of course, Bruce has suggested that if you say it out loud, you will remember it. But my problem is I forget to say it. Oh, sorry about my coughing. I'm still... I'm almost completely recovered from my cold about 2 weeks ago. I had a cold 2 weeks ago and it was really bad. And so I still have a little bit of a residual cough sometimes. Okay, I'm coming up to a stoplight here. I'm just letting it record. I think my MD should be able to let me record for at least an hour. I hope. Battery's still full, that's a good sign. I put in a new battery, so it's been 11 minutes now already. And, okay. So I'm driving down the street that is gonna bring me to Ward Parkway. And Ward Parkway in this city is one of the very well-known street that has, it's a very nice drive when it's not snowy. It's kind of pretty. It has a huge, it's a parkway, so the median in between the two lanes, well, not two lanes, but two direction of traffic, is very pretty. It's big, it's wide, and it has trees, fountains, and landscaping. Very pretty. And I just now got onto Ward Parkway, and I'm driving northward to 39th Street. That's right around where my office is. It's 8:58, and traffic's heavy too. I wonder if everybody's taking an extra day off on Monday so that they can have a longer weekend, maybe from Easter. So I'm driving down. Now the grass is still kind of yucky. It's a little brown. It's patchy. You know, some patches are green and some patches are brown. And trees are mostly still no leaves. And I have to be careful here. Lots of traffic here. And there's a lot of joggers usually during the day or even in the afternoon when it's warmer. During the day and the afternoon, that's a lot of joggers jogging on the Ward Parkway. Parkway part of it, of course, the middle. And there are a couple of trees. I don't even know what they're called. There are two kinds. The buds are pink, either pink or white. And there are two kinds, and they are already budding. So it's kind of pretty. Ooh, somebody's house just got TP'd. Oh my lord. Oh, yuck. Oh. Okay, is this an American thing? I've never really seen it done in Malaysia before. Is, you know, if you get TP'd, means you get toilet papered. which is, you got rolls of toilet paper and people throw the toilet paper roll up onto a tree, and so it kind of dangles. All the toilet paper would dangle, and then, you know, the roll would be like the anchor, and it will get thrown away on, you know, to the other side. So the entire tree and entire yard is being covered by strings of toilet papers, is what I just saw. Some people do that too. It's like a little joke that people pull, but It looks awful. And I think, I don't even know how you get rid of it. Okay, so I'm seeing a lot more of that whatever that tree is, and if I find out what those trees are, I can probably post it on my blog alongside with my this audio post. Oh, it's pretty. It's pink and white. You know, some trees are pink, some trees are white. And I don't really know what they're called. Are they cherry blossom? No, I don't even want to guess, because it just makes me sound dumb, even more dumb. Okay, but if I'm driving, I feel okay talking to myself. You know, you kind of get used to it. I know when I first started doing podcasting, it was so odd talking to yourself, and so I would need to have a guest at least to get me talking. Otherwise, I kind of go to this brain dead and like a little self-conscious about talking into the microphone yourself. But then right now I feel like I'm actually talking to somebody, because you know, I know some of the listeners and I can sort of picture some of the listeners. And it's like talking to them instead. It's just like talking into a voicemail. I remember when I first came to the United States, it's not very popular having voicemail or what is that, the answering machine at home in Malaysia. So I've never really left a message. So every time I have to leave a message, I feel very awkward and self-conscious. Hello, this is... are you there? So really stupid, but not so much now. Same thing with podcasting. You kind of have learned how to talk to yourself, or relearn really, because I remember I used to talk to myself. Is this weird, or does everyone do that? I know I used to talk to myself as a kid. At least that's what I thought I remember. I think I could just talk to myself. And sometimes it's kind of... I mean, I know that it's strange that you talk to yourself, but that's part of my game, is to talk to myself. Or not really talking to myself. It's like there's no one there, but you pretend like you're talking to someone. So I am I'm on 62nd Street now. 62nd Street. Oh, that's like a little pool fountain thing. The water's still not flowing. It's still sort of cold. Oh, but today is going to get up to, I think, like 70 degrees, I think, in the afternoon. Oh, I forgot to tell you what day it is. But it doesn't matter, because it doesn't matter when you're listening to this. So I'll probably say that at the very beginning of the show when I put the show together, but... I don't have to say it now. It's a Monday. I don't remember, like, it's 20-something. It's the day after Easter Sunday. So was Easter Sunday the 27th? I don't even know. Yeah, it must be, because the 26th was a Saturday. So it's... excuse me. So 27th, today will be the 28th. 28th of March. And my birthday is coming up. My birthday's coming up on 31st of March, which is a Thursday, and I work that night too. I have two jobs, my day job and a part-time job that usually happens over the weekend or at night. Okay, I'm turning left right now onto a different street now from Ward Parkway, turning into... Oh, another interesting street here in Kansas City is State Line Road. State Line Road is actually the state line, and it is also a road. That's what it's called, State Line Road. Well, the road happens to be on State Line. So I turn from Ward Parkway and pass this huge, gigantic, gorgeous mansion. And somebody's building like a pool that has a fountain, like a waterfall, like a very contemporary looking waterfall over the pool in their own yard, because this is a gigantic, it's a very rich neighborhood. Yeah, the whole Ward Park, big part of the Ward Boulevard Parkway houses are not just normal houses, they're huge, gigantic mansion. And I think George Brett, I just passed George Brett's house. George Brett is a baseball player, a famous baseball player. Of course, I don't know him. I just happen to know that he lives there, around there. Just pass a golf course to my left, and then a country club. Oh, no, not a country. Yeah, some sort of sports club, whatever, to my right. And right now we're actually on State Line. On State Line Road, and we're actually, if since we're on the right side of the right hand side of the, oh gee, the green light's gone. Okay, I'm still good. the green bulb in the stoplight was broken, and so I thought it was red, but it was still green. But anyway, I am in front of a school right now, going downhill. And should I open the window? You can probably hear some of the sound from outside. I don't know if the wind is going to be too loud or not. Saying that it's a we're driving on the right side of the street, so the upcoming, not upcoming, but the, what is, what, how do you say that, the, oh, I'm gonna close the window, that's my sunshade, it's just floating around the back, the what was I saying, the coming, the approaching traffic, how do you call that, the you know, the traffic that's coming toward you, is on your, on my left. So if I right now I'm driving on the Missouri side, and the state line being the state line of Kansas and Missouri, and Missouri is on the east side, so I'm actually, and I'm heading north, so east is actually right inside, and I'm on the east side of the street, which means I'm in Kansas. So the houses on the right hand side of me of the street are in Missouri, and if I actually, you know, go over to the other side, I don't want to do that, I'm afraid. If I just turn my wheel a little bit over to the left side of the lane, I cross the middle lane, toward the oncoming traffic, I would be actually in Kansas. So it's very interesting that way. And Bruce and I were talking about how people in Kansas City are, oh good, they removed that plate. You know, one thing in Missouri is that the when they work on the street, they put this huge thick metal plate covering the hole that they dug up. And it would be ages before they asphalt the street before they remove all those plates. So for months I've been driving past this metal plate on State Line in Westport, and now they just removed it. And what was I saying? Oh, and people in Kansas City are so good at leaving your phone number, or used to, not good, but used to. I'm almost here to my office, turning right. Are so good at leaving phone number with their area code. You know, when sometimes when you call somebody, and you, most of the time you call people in the same town or in the same city, and you leave only the phone number and not the area code. But in Kansas City, people are used to doing that because Kansas City has two parts, and one is Kansas and the other one's Missouri. So the area codes are different. It's 913 and 816. So we are very good at leaving the prefix. Oh, no, I'm in area code. I'm gonna take a drink. Now I'm in my car. I'm actually here. I'm in at my office now. Building. Water's cold. Cause I left it in the car. Okay, I'm ready to go. I don't know if I want to record it, cause people would see my clothespin on my shirt. Maybe I should stop now. So I'm gonna finish my podcast in the car. I'm gonna walk into the office, cause people would look at me weird. So I'm gonna stop this. It's about 25 minutes, so it's about right. And so let's see. I think I should just stop it. And thank you for listening. And thank you for listening to downloading the show. I want to just have a quick shout out to my new listeners who are actually my friends. I didn't force them. I just informed them that I have a podcast and they just started listening. John and Lisa from work. You know who you are. And also my regular listeners in Australia and Singapore and Malaysia and Canada. And I'll be telling you more about my birthday present on my next podcast, actually in the studio, not a SoundSync tour. The next time I do a show, hopefully it's in and around my birth, around my birthday time, either before or after. So I will see you then, and until then, take care, bye bye. It's still recording. Because I have the whole button on. Duh. Can we stop now? Sorry!